I came across, and I would think this is philosophical theorizing, of someone who said two very core instincts in humans is the desire for certainty and belonging. We're social creatures. No way you can get that out of us. Isolation has all kinds of ill effects on our mental, emotional, physical health. And that was a big factor in the COVID lockdowns. Huge factor. We're just now starting to uncover all the effects and that kind of isolation imposed upon a whole society. But certainty, it struck me, then much of what people ask about for their own lives, they want to make a decision that they can be certain is going to work out. A common example is the parent who says, my 20-year-old is uncooperative, completely uncooperative, and I would like to tell him to leave, live his own independent existence if he can't cooperate here. But they want to be certain that there won't be any unseen, untoward effects. They want that certainty. Remember our Lord said, if you're going to follow him, don't keep looking back from the plow. You make a decision and you recognize you can't guarantee how it's going to work out. Many people will say, well, I want to know what the Lord wants me to do. Are you saying that I want to make a decision that's guaranteed by God? I think a lot of times the Lord wants you to make a good decision on the basis of what you know at the time and then find out how it goes. Well, I don't know if I should take that job or not. I don't either. You don't either. You're going to have to make a decision and then see what happens. But see, we don't like living like that. Something in us rebels to that kind of uncertainty. I was recently talking to what sounds like a very lovely mom. She had multiple children, taking in some foster kids. And she took in a 7-year-old. They had already taken in an infant and I think a 1-year-old. So the 7-year-old happened to be a half-sister of the 1-year-old, as I understand it. And her older children were reacting very badly. Did not like this. Felt it was robbing them of their family life. Parents were spending too much time, supposedly, with this foster child. And mom said the foster child is really not a behavior problem, at least at this point. And so she really wanted to know what to do. What do we do? Do I say to children's services, look, I just can't. It's causing too much family upheaval. My children are getting resentful and unhappy about this. Or does she say, I'm going to do this and my children are going to have to accept this as a good thing to do, and at some point, hopefully, their hearts will soften, but in the meantime, I can't be dictated by what they want. Now, she's got two options there. Both of them are plausible. And I remember saying to her, you want certainty, don't you? And I think that was part of why she asked my opinion. That somehow I would have some special predictive power as to which would be the best direction to go. And I said, I don't know. If that 7-year-old stays with you, it could be within 6 months or a year, your kids have acclimated to her there and have welcomed her with open arms into the family. Or could be they just stay upset and resentful. If you say to the local county agency, this is not something that we can take on. We've got a boatload of children, and we also have a couple of foster kids already. This is a lot. This is kind of an overload here. Can't do it. Well, that doesn't mean they're being unchristian. Doesn't mean they're being uncharitable. They're making a judgment. And that's what life is. It's a bunch of judgments. I didn't know when I was in college at all really what I wanted to do for a career. thought it was engineering. After the first year, I found out it wasn't. Then I thought, okay, I'm going to prepare for law school. I'm going to go to law school. I took all kinds of law courses as an undergraduate, preparing. I took philosophy, too, which messed up my head for the rest of my life. Because I thought, okay, philosophy, critical thinking, this is what you need as an attorney, depending upon what area of the law you go into. So I headed in that direction. And it took me 3 years to find out, okay, that's not where I want to go. I had no certainty. I made a decision. When my wife and I adopted the children, each one was kind of a decision. It's like, okay, one more. And how will it affect the family? How will it affect our family structure? What will happen? Who of our children will like this and who won't? And when we adopted the twins, they were four. It was like throwing a couple of fizzies right in the middle of our family life. Our three-year-old started biting. One time she threatened, "You're going back." And my wife and I, who up at that point had a relatively quiet, disciplined family, things quite got undisciplined with the kids who didn't have much discipline their first several years of life. Bad move? No, it smoothed out. Took a couple years, but it smoothed out. And at one point, my daughter, who most resisted this four-year-old girl coming into our family, cited her as her best friend in adolescence. You can't know. That's the trouble. An analogy I use is if you have 1,000 parts for a decision, 501 say go in that direction, 499 say go in the other direction. You got to go with the 501. But that doesn't mean the 499 disappear. If you let them, they will be fuel for second guessing. Did I do the right thing? I mean, there's so many other factors over here that I've decided to either ignore or go against. Got to make that decision, which is the best direction to go. And oftentimes, God isn't going to give you a clear answer. He wants you to act with wisdom, ask for His grace and guidance, and then move ahead. And then you got to see how it unfolds.